I think they're getting ready to be done very shortly.
All right, we can start, Kevin can join us. All right, I'd like to call the May 10th meeting, getting an echo here. May 10th meeting of Ways and Means to Order. Can I have a motion for approval of minutes for April 12th and April 19th meeting? Second, Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry, thank you. I just want to take one of the resolutions out of order. Is Kurt Pusch back on?
She's not on yet.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that, I guess, when she joins. Resolution number 11, requesting enactment of Senate Bill and Assembly Bill for special law in relation to hotel occupancy tax. Can I have a motion to postpone for 1 month?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. Thank you. Resolution 168, authorizing one-time reimbursement for 2021 real property taxpayers. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Second, Mr. Walter, discussion? Mr. Ronk?
Legislator Maloney is, are you intending to move forward on this month or?
Mr. Maloney?
We haven't had a lot of time. We're still not in person and we haven't had a lot of caucuses. I would have liked to get a little more discussion on. I know Ken said at one point that he'd be happy with 20 or 30%. So I wouldn't mind it getting postponed. I have some thoughts on another approach that would be similar. We could probably amend it out of it if everybody liked it, but I wouldn't mind it postponed one more month. I know it's not going to pass as is, and but a certain percentage. I don't know where you're at, Ken, at 20 or 30%, but I wouldn't mind bouncing another idea off you. And by next month, I think I'd be happy with a vote, but it's going to look different than this.
Yeah, I mean, one of the concerns I have is the mechanism to make it happen. That's, but it's, definitely something we can talk about. I make a motion we postpone for a month pending those.
I'll second that motion.
All right, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. Thank you. Legislator Cato, thank you. 201, increasing employee contribution towards cost of healthcare insurance. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Fabiano, discussion? Legislator Maloney?
I don't know if it was Natalie or Amber that pulled that together. I don't know if anyone saw it in the backup, but it does show that all the unions have gone to 20% over the last several years. So we've all approved. Anybody that's been here for any length of time has approved the rank and file to go to 20%. And I think it's appropriate for everybody to be there. I've said it before. So I know I think I'm hearing out in California, it's 25-30%. A lot of municipalities are paying, and we're usually following right behind. I don't know about New York, where the rest of the counties are at, the states at, as far as contributions. I wouldn't be surprised if we looked around, we'd find maybe we find some counties lower. I bet you we'd find some counties that have already gone the other way, but I'm not sure. I know out west they have. So, like I said, I'm on the record with how I feel about this with the equity throughout the entire county on what we're contributing towards healthcare, and it's only getting more expensive. I mean, if people were out of mind, I mean, I don't know, putting it off, it's not going to change much. This is what it is. So I don't know how everybody feels about it. Vote it down, vote it up. I think this is something the entire body should be on the record voting on. After all, we're on the record raising it many times for union members.
Yeah, I'll say that, I definitely am supportive of the concept of it. I am, and maybe through the chair to Legislator Maloney, and I'm not saying this is an issue, but just wondering if you've had conversations to understand relative to, the attraction of people into these roles, whether we foresee an increase like this impacting our capacity to hire the people that we need to going down the line. And again, it would be related to how the equivalent are paid in nearby counties and what the rates are in those counties. But just wondering if you had examined that at all.
Jose Maloney?
I think part of what you're saying, and always makes me uncomfortable when we have the approach. I think we actually had a deputy executive a couple of years ago when talking about this specific conversation, talk about talent. It always makes me uncomfortable when we act like there's no talent in the union, that probation officers and detectives and caseworkers and carpenters aren't talented. And I don't know if we ever had that conversation about attracting good carpenters and law enforcement, but so I think there's talent throughout. And I think that's something, like I said, if you were hired in management to a salary and we attracted you to the county, you're going to stay at that 10%. So going forward, that would be part of the negotiation and part of speaking about what the salary is going to be. But I still feel very comfortable at 20% across the board. And I always point out that we kind of treat the rank and file differently than we do upper management. And man, we're so much more willing to wait, put things off, hold things up with regards to something that affects, you know, somebody making $100,000 a year. But so I have thought about that. And I think that'd be something that we pick when you set the salary for the position. That's what it would. You'd keep that in mind that they're paying 20%.
Come on, folks.
Walter, then Rock.
Thanks. I just want to speak to that. My comment is absolutely nothing to do with talent. It actually, we find ourselves at times having issues filling these positions from those who are beneath it, you know, beneath it in terms of on the paper, because with the benefits they may get from the union and how close their salaries are, it doesn't serve them to move to those supervisory positions. And so it's not a question of whether we wouldn't have the talent. Of course we do, and ideally individuals would move up. It's whether it's not attractive even to them to move into those supervisory positions, how this kind of change might impact that attraction, just to clarify.
Yeah, thanks. And you know, similar to what Legislator Maloney, you know, I respect where Legislator Maloney comes from on this, and I supported the resolution that he did several years ago, you know, raising the management, you know, insurance rate to where it is now. The concern that I have is that it's not, you know, it's not apples to apples. It's not, you know, we raised CSEA's contribution for new hires to X number, so we should raise management's contribution to X number, because it was negotiated. It wasn't like the legislature went willy-nilly and raised the union, this union or that union's contribution rate. It was negotiated, you know, based on salary increases, step increases, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's not apples to apples, because the union members get regular salary increases based on union negotiations, which also netted, you know, these increases in healthcare contributions that management doesn't necessarily get on the regular basis. You know, so it being negotiated versus, you know, imposed upon without negotiation, I think is one of the places where I get a little tripped up with this.
I'll just say, I think to Legislator Walter's point, regardless of what we do, if a person is unwilling to take the position, we're going to have to increase the amount. It's so increasing this, the contribution on the health insurance is just going to mean a higher wage to offset it. It's not going to disappear. It'll always cost us more in the end, either way. If we're looking for people to meet specific criteria, the position will pay with the total compensation package what it'll pay, and a person will either accept it or not accept it. And in the end, we're going to have to pay it if we want that person or that qualification. Oh. All right. Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor? Opposed? Yeah, all right. Motion is defeated. Thank you. 252 authorizes the state legislature to execute a cooperative agreement with New York State Department of Conservation for Lower Esopus. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. I'm going to say wrong. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 254, authorizing the legislature to execute a contract with New York State Department of Health for child-led poisoning prevention program. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second, I'll second Walter. It.
Discussion? Let's say Walter. You're on.
Rookie mistake. You know, this is not against this particular resolution at all. I'm going to just put out there that the Department of Health is repeatedly getting money to train and educate people for lead poisoning, for lead remediation, and yet they have not seen any money towards actually remediating the lead. And so what I'm hoping is that perhaps we see in our 2023 budget the consideration of being able to actually, there's a number of projects that they've identified that need to be dealt with. And, you know, it'd be nice to actually be able to respond to those.
Where have you heard that this is part of them training people to do the abatement of lead paint? Because I'm under the different impression that this is only an awareness of the existence and what to look out for, yes, not the actual training.
It just reminded me and had me have the conversation of what it was for. There was earlier ones where we funded the training of people to identify. This one is an awareness, but in all of that, nothing is for actual remediation. And so my point is, it's great to have awareness and it's great to train people to take care of it, but we actually need to put money behind taking care of it. And so this just reminds me to bring that up, that I would hope in our 2023 budget, we consider having some money for actual remediation or find the money somehow else. But, you know, it's pointless without being able to do the work.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 255, amending the 2022-2027 capital improvement project for the Veterans Cemetery. Can I have a motion?
So I'll Walter. Move it.
Second, Fabiano, discussion? Let's say Walter. Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry. I've got dogs, so I keep putting it on mute so that they don't bother everyone else. So I brought up my concerns in Health, Human Services, and Housing. I'll bring these up again and also give some background on my conversation with both Mark from Veteran Services and with Dennis. So just very briefly, you know, I was astonished to kind of note that when the first capital project came out for this back in 2018, it was for $270,000. And now it's $2.7 million. I just made me want to take a closer look at all of this. We approved it in the capital projects last year for $1.4 million. So it's now double what we actually approved in our original. And so this is nothing to do with wanting to, you know, I fully support the veterans. I fully support this project in concept. I feel that they should be honored in every way, but it feels irresponsible to not pay attention to the fact that it went up even just from last year, double into the 2.7 million. I will say I was very happy to have a conversation with Dennis and Mark just a few days ago. They both informed me that they were also very surprised at the cost that this has come to. They did not expect it, obviously, because the original capital plan, which wasn't that many years ago, was only 270,000. And that was, you know, mapped out with the actual project. So Dennis had assured me that he had already seen ways to cut about $300,000 reasonably from this. Things like decorative fences that may not have to be put up in the same level, but various other things that does not take away from all of the benefits and all of the beauty of this particular project. $300,000 doesn't get us close to the doubling from 1.4 to 2.8, but at least it felt like a goodwill. I would say that Mark proceeded from Veterans Affairs, as opposed to Mark Ryder, to say that he in addition to those cuts, would completely support working with the developer on identifying other ways of reducing. And I was very appreciative of Dennis and Mark saying that and being committed to for our taxpayer money to recognize that we can do a lot for veterans without having such a high price. I am concerned to say that I got a call from Deputy Executive Contreras today telling me that Public Works was so happy with all of this, saw no problem, and doesn't, and that the cost of it was perfectly fine. And therefore the executive's office wasn't going to propose the reductions. Dennis had assured me by today's meeting he would give us a revised resolution. But then I guess the executive's office decided that he no longer should. I even asked him if I should be postponing this if he had enough time. He said, no, I absolutely would have enough time by this Ways and Means to give these revisions. But now it seems the executive's office doesn't feel these cuts should be made, even though our planner, with the support of Veterans Affairs, saw those concerns and found that there were reasonable cuts that could be made. I don't understand why we wouldn't just proceed with saving our taxpayers, even if it's $300,000, if it doesn't take away from the project at all. So I'm not a little confused by why it's now not being done, but I feel it's important to look at.
Thanks. I heard a lot of subjectivity in some of your words there, Legislator Walter. You know, unnecessary, not needed, reasonable, one person's reasonable. You're reasonable on a lot of things isn't my reasonable. And I don't think that my reasonable on this is your reasonable. So, I respect where you're coming from, but when it's time, for our veterans to have a proper burial, I don't think that we should, try and nickel and dime things personally. Nobody saw out of control inflation that we're seeing right now when this project was created. Nobody saw COVID causing building supplies to skyrocket. Many of our projects are much more expensive than they were, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So I support the project as it is currently. I don't support making any cuts.
Can I respond to that?
Sure.
I am not making those cuts. I am not determining what's reasonable. Our planner is the one whose words those were. These are not my call. I did not suggest what these things were. He had offered that to me. So just to be clear, this is not my opinion. This is from our planner who looks at these things very carefully.
Okay, take it, Ryder.
So we had asked Dennis after the housing meeting and actually just before the housing meeting last week to take a look and review the bids because we always want to save the taxpayers' money and we're committed to value engineering this project. He came up with a menu of items that he had spoke with Legislator Walter about. Some of them are possible value engineering options that we can look at in the field with the vendor who's a veteran-owned business and committed to value engineering this project. Some of them were really just delaying other parts of the project that will have to be done at a later time. And we don't believe that that's necessarily in the best interest of Ulster County. It'll add mobilization costs and other things in the future. So some of it we're still willing to look at, but we'd like to move forward with the resolution as is and continue to value engineer the project while it's happening.
Hey, Maloney.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot to say about this except for this just seems like a lot of the project. You have Dennis now involved in all these multi-million dollar projects all over the place. It's the same people. It's the same handful of people. When I do dive in and look, like I dove in it, I mean, I have all these same questions about Golden Hill. You're talking about unexpected costs. The demo seems, I wonder where you're getting the numbers. I spoke to Mark earlier and got on a meeting the other night, I got that the old estimate, we didn't even go out and get a new estimate for the jail. And this does relate to this, what you're talking about here, because it seems like this is our process. The legislature knows nothing about what Legislator Walter and Ronk are arguing about. They don't even know. It's like maybe a fence, maybe they're talking about $300,000, but specifically we don't know anything. And that's, I mean, I guess it's on us at this point because we haven't inserted ourselves in this process. We have Dennis kind of, we're speaking in generalities about $300,000 and what that could mean. And Ken's basically saying, well, whatever it is, let's not go cheap. And Eve is saying, well, it's savings. So let's, if Dennis says that it's reasonable to cut, then I'm saying, okay, what the hell are we even here for, to be honest? But, and this is going to come up again, tonight in caucus about the demo. And I don't know where these, sometimes I don't know where these numbers are coming from or whether we're really doing our due diligence. We're involved in all these, we have all these public beneficiary corporations going, Tech City, Golden Hill. And then with something like the same three or four people are doing all these things and the legislature knows nothing about any of them. And then, and at the last minute, we try to insert ourselves or put our own stamp on it at some point, but this is just what I'm always used to seeing. And it's frustrating. I don't even know. I don't even know what we're arguing about. I don't think any of us do, but it's the same old ways and means, same old rubber stamp.
Any other discussion? All right, I'll just say what I said at the health committee. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with what was on the list of things to be done there. I just suggested that we phase it out so this way that some of the expenses of things that are maybe not immediately necessary, those prices are, and I will bet money on this, will be dropping in the next year to year and a half, that we push those out. Making plots available right away for veterans is absolutely a top priority. But things that are just more of the aesthetics of the whole project, those could be done at the last point and hopefully saving us money in the end. And also not only having one bidder makes me very uncomfortable that there was no other bidders for this project. And I understand why, because there's right now there's so much work out there that there's not enough contractors to the amount of work that's available. So, all right, no other discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm going to be opposed as well. Thank you. 257, approving the execution of a contract for $2.5 million for OCS Industries. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Bronk, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried. Clerk Potchback, are you ready to go? I think she's on there. Okay, I'm going to skip back over to 281, amending 2022-2027 capital improvement project, settling project number 627 for digitization and electronic conversion of the clerk's records. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Ronk, discussion? Mr. Walter?
Yeah, if the clerk, this, oh no, wait, never mind, I remembered. It feels familiar because we talked about in the capital projects, right? This isn't something that we voted on in previous years, is it?
No, this is a new project.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's hard when we approve these capital projects and some, the conversation is so deep that I feel like, didn't we already approve this? But thank you. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. No question.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Approving 258, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $25,000, causing the aggregate to be equal to $50,000 for Jewish Family Service Ulster County. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second round, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 259, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $76,000 for James McGinnis and Associates. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second round, discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 260, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 for Orange County Transit. Can I have a motion? Mr. Ronk, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 262, approving amending capital project 608, Bridge Street, Town of Shandaken. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
1 second. Wrong discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 264, approving the execution contract for one. Sorry?
If you did skip 261.
It did. I thought I did, but then I
used
myself. Here we go. All right. Approving the execution contract amendment for $500, causing the aggregate to plus the amendment amount to equal $50,000 for rehabilitation support services. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Ronk. Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. All right. 264, approving the execution of a contract for $525,675 for SLR International Corp. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
One second. Walter, discussion? You discussion, Ronk? No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 265, authorizing right-of-way acquisition for certain real property for placing a Samsonville Road culvert. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Move Fabiano, second. Walter, discussion? Legislator Erner?
Sure, Gavaris. I'm going to continue to talk about county roads here in Ulster County, which don't currently have true equitable public transit accessibility until we achieve that. So this is just one such example. County Route 3 does not have equitable access to transportation with our county at this point. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 266, amending the 2022-2027 capital improvement program, number 633, Turnwood Bridge. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 268, approving next year's contract rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 for Allen Moore Inc. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Legislator Fabiano, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed?
Aye.
So carried. 269, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a lease agreement with Catskill Development Holdings. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Ronk and Fabiano, you're opposed?
No, I'm in favor.
Favor. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Resolution 270, amending the 2022-2027 capital improvement program for capital project 634 law enforcement kitchen and laundry equipment. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 272, authorizing the application for DOJ body worn camera grant. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second. Cahill, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Lost legislator Ronk. Okay. Motion carried. 274, approving the issues of a contract amendment for $3.5 million for Prime Care Medical of New York. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 275, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $12,149.09, causing the aggregate to exceed $50,000 for visual computer solutions. Can I have a motion? Walter, second. Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. I skipped one. 273, approving funds, appropriating funds for insurance revenues replacement of the vehicle. Kind of a motion. Legislator Walter, second. Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 276.
I have a motion to block 276 and 278. 276, 277, and 278.
Motion, second.
I'll second that.
Fabiano, all right. All those in favor of the block?
Aye.
That's okay. On the block? Walter?
Yeah, I'll just say that, and this says nothing to the character and of these people and how much they may be liked or appreciated or not. I'm not going to support SROs. I haven't in the past. I won't continue to. For many of the same reasons that I've always said. So I just want to make it clear it has nothing to do with these people specifically. the sheriff is well aware of my feelings, and I just want to make that no, thank you.
Thank you. Legislator Erner?
I can yield to committee member, Legislator Cahill.
Legislator Cahill?
Thank you, Legislator Erner. Thank you, Chair. I just want to say that, you know, we go through this when these SROs come up in front of the legislature, and it's not like we go soliciting them to go to these schools. The schools request through their school boards to go to the sheriff's department to provide this. So, you know, I just feel very, very uncomfortable sitting here saying, yeah, you guys want this for your school because you know best with your school, but wait a minute, no, you don't. We know what's better, right? So I just always feel like if the school board has passed it and they come to the legislature and just ask us to approve that because they feel they need an SRO, then I'm just, you know, I just think we should support it. That's all, you know, the schools, school boards are, you know, duly elected, just like we are.
Thank you, Legislator. Legislator Erner?
Thank you. I generally do not support having a permanent police presence in schools, and I'll explain further in our caucus tonight and on the floor if needed, but just for the purpose of this committee, I want to note that it's not because the districts won't pay us, because I see that they would pay the county for the service.
Thank you. All right, all those, Sheriff Figueroa?
Yeah, I just want to state the reasoning of that program. I'm a supporter of the SRO program. I think it's using the broad brush on what happens in other areas within the county or the country is a little unfair to these highly qualified individuals that have been trained to do this. They are selected by the school boards and interviewed, and the school boards and the schools actually pay for them. I would strongly recommend the body who are making these decisions for the entire county to speak to these individual schools, speak to the town board, to the school boards, speak to the parents, speak to the students, rather than broad brushing a program similar to you know, what we do with everything else in society. I just wanted to make that point. I respect those that are oppose it, understand and reason why, but I just would prefer that you don't use the broad brush on a program that if you can Google CPAS, which is the State Sheriff Association SRO training program, please do. And if you have any questions for these three particular individuals that are in these SRO programs in the three schools, just go out and talk to them individually and personally and have those answers that you're looking for before you do a broad brush. Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie Walter.
Thank you. Through the chair to the sheriff, I'm just wondering, especially following conversations we've had in previous years, has there been consideration about perhaps not having them uniformed or not carrying a gun?
There has been conversation of dressing down. I think having a deputy without a gun, if something were to happen, is not the right thing. You know, I know we believe that something like that will not happen in our area. And I, you know, we're unfortunately in a time where something like that can happen. And we have seen that happen. I'm not opposed to dressing down. And we're probably going to talk about that in the future because of the concerns of this body. But as far as them being unarmed, I don't support that.
All those in favor? Three? Opposed? All right, 3-1 opposed. All right, motion carried. Thank you. 279, approving, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute a contract with New York State Division of Criminal Justice for Raise the Age Program. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Legislator Cahill, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 280, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned property to the original owners. Can I have a motion? Legislator Walter, second. Legislator Fabiano, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 283, authorizing distribution of mortgage tax receipts pursuant to section 261. Can I have a motion? Mr. Walter, second Cahill, discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? So carried. 284.
Did you skip one again?
No, 281 was the clerk.
We did. Oh, right. Sorry.
This one I did purposely skip. 284, setting a public hearing on tentative budget for Ulster County Community College for 2022-2023 for Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. Can I motion?
I'll move it.
Mr. Fabiano, second. Walter, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 286, establishing and reporting standard where we for elected officials. Can I have a motion to postpone for 1 week? Mr. Walter, second Cahill, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. 288, requiring the reporting of wages for employees and contractors subcontractors that provide for the county services, county of Ulster. Can I have a motion? Say Walter, second. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second Fabiano, discussion? Say Walter.
Thanks. So maybe Deputy Executive Ryder or Kelly or Contreras, can you tell us what we already ask of in terms of the wages associated to funding? Obviously not for the wages of everyone in their whole department, but what do we already require from contractors and subcontractors that are providing us service relative to this? Is there a dynamic budget?
Yeah, I believe we require certified payroll. I can double check if you want to postpone this for a week, I can have more information on what we request. I know purchasing director Ed Jordan and the county attorney went through a long process and kind of drafting forms and other things to have included with bids and other documents.
Walter?
Yeah, so I would suggest the postponement. And I guess the question is related to, is this resolution about asking something of contractors we don't, or is it about providing this information to the legislature that the executive's office already has? And so just for that clarity as to which one we're voting on would be helpful for next week. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a motion to postpone for a week? Jose Walter, second Fabiano.
Yep.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you very much. I wanted to let you guys know that we, in working with the IS department, have released a broadband map of existing broadband in Ulster County for incorporation into the state map. So if you're in one of the 13 towns that has unserved areas, I really urge you to take a look at it. You can go to our website to find it. It's under our news releases, and there's a link there to the map. Or if you want a copy of it, you just want the link, I'm happy to send it to you. It now has topo and satellite, and I think it will be very useful for people. We want to know if people feel like their address is not properly represented. The second thing I want to say is that I'd really like the opportunity to work with this committee on pushing the investments forward. We still have, investment opportunities that are now at 65 basis points as of yesterday, and that is just taxpayer money that could be earned that we are not taking advantage of. I stand ready anytime to work on this with you, and we have put forward some draft resolution or draft policies for consideration. They were shared with a few members of this committee, and I'm ready, willing, and able to work on that. So I just want to highlight that. The audit team, we're involved in three audits currently right now, finishing up UCRA and the fraudulent unemployment claims that were filed against Ulster County employees. Those will likely be in draft by the end of the month for management comment. Real property is going to take a little bit longer. I think that's, a very in-depth audit that's going to take several months to get through at a minimum. And then we have some reports that are coming up that'll be out in the next, month or so. Fund balance report, a fiscal stress report that we do every year. And on the fund balance report, I will be coming to you guys and recommending that you seriously consider during this budget work for the 23 budget, moving some money into reserve. We are way over the fund balance policy, which set a range of 5 to 10%. And we should be stewarding funds for the future and thinking about pain that's coming down the pike, and that you can make pretty significant investments in some of those reserve funds and still give a tax cut and still make the investments you're talking about. So I just want to prep you for that. We're going to be coming to you with that. And then lastly, we've been working on a racial equity snapshot of Ulster County. It's sort of modeled after work that was done by the former Nassau County Comptroller. I'm expecting that'll be out in June. So happy to answer any questions you have, but just want to give you an update. Thanks.
Thank you. Anybody have any other new business? Let's see, you still.
Yeah, I just, I was intending to speak on 288, but the end of the, you know, you guys got through the agenda a lot faster and I was not in front of my desk at the moment, even though I am listening. So, and I didn't realize how quickly it was going to get postponed. So that all happened super fast. I just want to be honest with you as a human legislator. I was hoping that didn't happen so fast. But if anyone does have any questions, this is my legislation, not the county executive's. And I'm available to answer any questions and hope that when you guys do want to talk about it, that I'll have an opportunity at that time.
It's on for next week, so we'll have that opportunity.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, anybody else? Could I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Walter, second Fabiano. All those in favor? Opposed? All right, thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.